Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 14th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to parak Yudalid Mishnah Ches. Mafteach shel harkuva shenishbar mitol harkuvaso. If you have a knee-shaped key that broke at the knee, meaning the part that was furthest away from the handle, tahar, it's tahar, because it's not going to be able to open a door, which is what a key is for. So therefore, it's a shivrei kli, it's not a real kli. Rabbi Yehuda matame, Rabbi Yehuda says it's tame. Why? Because you could open up the door from the inside using the kli. So it is usable, it's just not usable for its primary use. Vishal gam shenishba mitokumo, and a gam-shaped key that broke at the middle of its gam, meaning it's a Greek letter, so where it bends, it leaves only the handle, that's only the handle remains left. So gam is like an L-shaped key, so it breaks at the elbow, so to speak. So yeah, I think that's what it means. Yeah, that. So the halacha is v'shel gam shenishbar mitoch gumo tahar. It's tahar even according to Rabbi Yehuda because you can't use it. It's no longer usable. Hayibo chafenu nekavin. If there were teeth and holes in it in the part of the kli that remains, tame. So then it is tame because even without a handle, it's still functional on some level. Nitlu chafen. If the teeth were taken off, tame mipnei nekavin. Then it becomes tame because of the holes, because you could use it for locks that only need holes and don't need teeth. If the holes were then filled in, then the key can become tame because of the teeth, since you could use that for locks that only need teeth. But if both the teeth were removed and the holes were filled in, or if the teeth and the holes went into each other, they bent toward each other so that they just filled in tahar, then they're tahar, because then it can't be used for anything. If you have three holes in a mustard strainer that broke, the holes broke into one into the other, making one big hole, tahara, it's tahar, because it's going to allow too much stuff to get through. The whole point is that it's supposed to strain out the stuff. And a hopper that's made out of metal is able to become tameh, because it's considered its own kli. Mishnah Perik Yud Tezvav Mishnah Aleph. So says the Mishnah: Kli Eitz, Kli Or, Kli Etzem, Kli Zechuchis. Wooden kelim, leather kelim, bone kelim, glass kelim, pshutei and taharin umekablei and tamehim. If they are flat, they're tahar. If they have a base kibul, they are tame. Nishperu taheru. If they were tame and then they broke, they become tahar. Chazer v'asamehen kelim. If you then made them back into kelim, mekablim tumah mikanul haba, they can become tameh going forward, but the old tumah doesn't come back. Hashida v'hateva v'hamigdal, if you have a box or a closet or something like that, or a cabinet, kaveres hakash v'kaveres hakanim, a basket made out of straw or made out of reeds, uvor svina alexandris, or the bar in a boat, in an Alexandri boat, which is made out of wood, sheisham shulayim, if there are flat bottoms and they fit easily into the ground, and they can hold 40 saw of liquid, which is two kor of dry things, and then they're tahar, even though they're containers, and even though these types of kelim that have a base kibul are tameh, but that's only if it's metaltal mali v'rekan. If it's when you fill it up, you can move it, but these are so large that they cannot be moved when they're full. Vishar kol kelim, all other wooden kelim, except for the ones that we mentioned, bein makablin, bein eino makablin, tamein. Whether they have a base, whether they can hold 40 saw or not, are going to become tamei because they're meant to be moved. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, dardur agala. A large wooden barrel that they would use to hold water that they put on a wagon. Vikisto samalachim, a king's wooden boxes that he would put on his coach as he travels. Varevas ha'abdonim, and a tanner's areva. An areva is a trough that goes in front of animals usually, but over here it's just this big trough that they would soak the animal skins in. Uborsvina katana, and the bar of a small boat. Va'aron, stone or a coffin made out of wood, afal pisha makablin, even though they can hold 40 of liquid tamei and they're still tamei, because you dafka move them when they're full. When they're not full, they have no usage. So only when they're full, you move them. Vishar kol hakelim hamakablin tahorin v'shein makablin tamei. All other kelim, if they're makabel 40 sa'a, then they're tahor, because then they're not metalta malei v'reikon. But if they're not makabel 40 sa'a, if they can't fit 40 sa'a, then they are tamei. Ein bein divrei Rabbi Meir ledivrei Rabbi Yehuda ela arevas balabayis. The only difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, the only thing they argue about in halacha is the kneading trough of a balabayis that holds 40 sa'a. Rabbi Meir does not put it on his list of big kelim that cannot become tamei, because he holds it can become tamei. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't include it on his list of big kelim that can become tamei, because he holds it cannot become tamei. So that's the only thing they argue about. But the six things that Rabbi Meir listed cannot become tamei, and the five things that Rabbi Yehuda listed can become tamei, that they all agree to. So this is the only disagreement. So let's review what we learned today. In the last Mishnah of the 14th parak, we spoke about a variety of different shaped keys and how broken they need to be in order to lose their tumah status. And then in the first Mishnah of Perek Tesvav, we spoke about how wooden and leather and bone and glass kelim, if they're flat, they're tahar. If they have a base kibul, they're mekabel tuma. But we also said that it has to be something that's metalta malei v'reikon, and we gave lists of very large kelim that are mekabel 40 sa'a and yet still are mekabel tuma, and others that are not mekabel tuma, and everyone agreed to that. There was only one case that there's a machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda, and that was the Arevas Bal Habayis. Bezer Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Tesvav Mishnah Beis.